And welcome back as we now join are joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirate boys basketball team, Coach Greg Garman. And Coach, you get a win, the first one of the year over Foston, 57-53, and has to feel pretty good to get that first W.
Well, it certainly does. You know, anytime you win, it's a lot better feeling than if you lose. And it was a hard-fought game, and it got interesting. You know, we had some blunders at the end, some uncharacteristic Isaac inbounds. You know, usually he's pretty solid for us, and no. Oh, man, when kids get under pressure, it's a whole different ball game, so you never know what's going to happen. But at the end of the day, we made just enough free throws at the end to sort of help us seal the victory.
Now, one thing I noticed is it seemed like the guys were a little more aggressive as far as taking it to the basket. I mean, you hit some shots from the outside, too, but Tyler Mikhailson was aggressive. Reggie's been aggressive here over the past three, four games, and that really makes a difference for you.
It does, you know, and that's one thing. We don't have a lot of kids who like to do that, so we've been working on that part of our game, and it takes a little while. You know, Isaac went one time to try to take it to the rack down in the first half and got it picked, you know, and it's an acquired skill. You know, Reggie's our guy who can do it the best right now, and others are learning to do it, and they just got to keep doing it and getting better at it each day, and it'll come, but... You know, if we can get by guys and then set Hunter up or whoever for an easier bucket, it certainly helps us. Or, you know, we did a good job of finding Tyler, you know, when things like that happened, and he's been shooting well, you know, and from the line, and he doesn't get to the line enough, but from the field, he's been shooting well, and that certainly helps us.
The game started as a three-point shooting contest. They hit three, you had one, and trailed 9-3, but then you answered with seven straight points. You had Hunter with a couple free throws, Tomford had a three, and then Boyk had a layup, and you led 10-9, and it was that's sort of been the MO for your team. If you get behind, you battle back, and you're able to take the lead, and that had to be a good stretch for you.
It was. I was a little nervous. The first one he hit, he banked in, you know, and he was right in front of me, and well, that ain't going in. All of a sudden, I see it coming through the net. It's like, oh, my goodness. But then they hit a couple more, you know, and just what it was. But we remained calm, I felt, and then just chipped away at it and didn't panic. And that was good to see from the kids. And, you know, we had balanced scoring tonight. As I look up there and look in the book, you know, we had four guys score quite a bit. And, you know, you mentioned Reggie. Reggie sort of finding his game a little bit in terms of scoring, and you know he's got to handle the ball a lot too, so he's got a lot of stuff to do for us, and he's up to the task. He's built himself up in the weight room and done a good job of getting stronger and growing. Like every time I see him, he looks bigger. And Tyler is proven he can shoot it. You know, he's got to shore up a little ball handling here and there, but he's one who can shoot it. And Hunter was a little out of sorts. We're not sure why, but you know, just one of those things. You keep working with them, and then they go out and do some interesting things. He had the simple move to make, and he turned it, went from a degree of difficulty one right up to 10 when he came under the hoop and tried the curl up, dipsy do. We call them circus shots, and we certainly don't teach that. You know, I think they see that on TV and try to do all that stuff, and you know, Jay Tank is going to die, I think, one of these days, and we'll need the AD device on the bench, but. Nonetheless, you know, Hunter did, you know, I don't know how many boards he got, but he's always in the mix there. I looked one time, and all four kids were watching, and Hunter was the only one going for the board. So that was we spent one time out on that concept. And they got a, you know, we got a board better.
That's the problem with Hunter. They think
he's going to get it, and I keep telling him.
Yeah,
he's not going to.
The problem with Hunter, but the problem with the guys thinking that he's going to get everyone.
And he's not getting everyone, so other kids have to step in and get it, and but hopefully they figure it out sooner than later, and you know, we'll get better though. And you know, we got another few days. Well, we don't have much time for practice now, but we'll have a little workout tomorrow morning, and then we'll break for the holidays, and then come back next. What is it? Tuesday, and get one practice in, and then go up to Roseau and play them. I see they beat Eastside the other night, so they're you know, they're an interesting team with younger Brovich sort of runs a show and likes to drive in, and we're not the best at handling the dribble drive and keeping guys out, but we're going to have to make sure we do that next whatever day it is, next Wednesday. Yep.
You trailed 25-19 with 4:43 left in the first half. You had to be pretty happy with how you finished. You didn't give up a point the rest of the way, and you had Tyler at a three. You had Reggie with a three and Hunter at a basket, and you take a 27-25 lead on that Mikaelson three-pointer right before the buzzer, and that was a great way to finish the half.
Yeah, you talk about a momentum swing. You know, that certainly helps going into halftime up, because we haven't done that very often this year, and you know, kids got to learn to play when you're up too, and hopefully they don't get used to the losing and just keep finding ways to win and, you know, making free throws. But certainly going into halftime up is was good, and you said you got to win another half and you'll win the game, and they did that. And but like I said, they made it interesting.
Do I even ask what Wiersma's doing with the sledgehammer? Looks like they, looks like somebody made it. He must have made it. Yep.
It's probably a Christmas present for somebody.
There we go. Let's then into the second half. Really back and forth, but you're able to create a double-digit victory or a lead. You led 53-43 and had a pretty, I would say, comfortable lead, 5, 7, 8 points for most of the half. And then after a three from Mikaelson, you led 53-43 with 3:40 left. But things, as you said, got interesting.
They did, and we had a whole variety of things happen. I think we had an offensive foul in there, a couple turnovers, and just some tough shots when maybe we didn't need to. And then it gets tight, and then kids get tight, and then we saw what the last minute looked like with trying to inbound against pressure. And oh my, yeah, it was interesting. But like I said, we did enough right to hit enough free throws and just enough to get the W.
That's why it's important to build that lead when you can and to have a little wiggle room.
Oh, yeah, every point counts, right?
And as I said, obviously it had to be, well, we saw the reaction from the team. They were pretty fired up, and rightfully so, for getting that first victory. And that's just big going into this holiday break.
Well, it certainly helps. You got a little time off, and everybody just feels a little bit better when you come out with a win instead of a loss. And kids will be, they'll have a much better holiday break now and come out fired up next week to go find a way to beat the Rams.
And as you mentioned, it was balanced scoring. You had Mikaelson with 15, Reggie with 14, Nicholas with 13. Then you had 8 from Tomford, 7 from Boyk. So that's by far the best scoring line you've had this season.
Yeah, it has been, and that's all our starters, I think, scored. I don't know if anyone else scored after that off the bench, but nonetheless, those kids come in a little bit, and kids need a break, and that certainly helps us as well, whether they score or not. But, you know, the balance will help, because then it's hard to just guard Hunter or whoever, and it only helps to spread it around a little bit.
Well, and another thing was you had Lebarski and Dang. They get a half of JV, and they both played very well in their halves that they played.
Yep, and that's part of our reason for playing him, is to get him going a little bit. Ryland doesn't like to shoot much, and we're trying to get him to be a little more offensive-minded and be in attack mode. And Michael had some nifty moves, and he scored 15, I think, in the half he played. So that's only going to help him, and we try to maximize, you know, halves for kids if we're in a position to do so. And that's what we're doing with those two kids anyways.
Now you have, as you said, a little time before your next game, a nice stretch. You had a week of practice getting ready for this one, and it seems the offense seems to be getting a little stronger each game, which is what you want. And then you have Rozo, as you said, going to be a tough opponent. They have the Borovich kid who just reached 1,000 points and only a freshman, if yeah, I remember right. And but it's always a tough place to play up in Rozo after that trip. But what are you happy with here through the first six games?
Well, we got a win. You know, I felt, you know, we let some get away from us, but nonetheless, hopefully we're learning from it, getting better. Our kids are, they all come with a good attitude every day. You know, we really don't have many issues. Maybe some of the C-team kids are hit or miss some days, you know, not showing up and not communicating. But with our older kids, our core 15 or 20 JV varsity kids, they're all solid. And even our, got a couple new kids new to town, and they fit right in with our kids. But yeah, we have good kids, and whether we win or lose, it's fun to work with a group that we have. So sometimes you get in a spot where you're not winning, and then the kids are sort of sour on everything, but they're keeping their head about themselves and doing a good job and trying to do what we ask them to do. And sometimes it doesn't look like they're doing that, but they're trying. You know, Isaac's trying. He's trying to inbound the ball, and he's in a pressure-packed situation. Or, you know, what Hunter's trying to make a play, and you know, he does the reverse, the dipsy-doo layup, and it doesn't work out for him, but it's not that he's, like, not trying, and, you know, so we just keep working with him, and so that's been good. And like you say, Reggie's been finding his game a little bit. Tyler's been shooting well. Hunter does his stuff. He gets probably a double-double most games, and he'll be, if he stays healthy, he's got a lot of good basketball to come, and rebounding-wise, he's, I don't know where he's at in our history of Crookston boys sports, but or boys basketball, but he's got a bunch right now. Yeah, he's got a bunch, and he's gotten 20 a number of games, and he's just got good, strong hands. And we just got to work the footwork a little bit, and he's one who could have put maybe a little more time in the off season in the summer, but when you get to the season, he's here all the time doing everything, and he's working at it. And Isaac's Isaac. He knows exactly when he does something, what he's done, you know. I don't even, you know, I sort of tell him, like, oh, Isaac, you know, I know, yep. And I believe he does. He's pretty cerebral and smart kid, so that works out. And then Caden's Caden. He's fastest guy on the floor. He's always got to take a quick hit on the other team and try to keep him in front of him, and that's just the way it goes. And he'll find his scoring. You know, he's maybe not the best shooter we have, but he likes the mid-range jumper, and hit some free throws, put him in for Isaac, and missed the one. I don't know if he missed the other one. I can't remember if he hit them both or whatever, but nonetheless, he plays so much that he gets tired, and we got to take him out. So that's a good sign if a kid will ask to be taken out because they're playing and they're tired.
Yeah, that means they're probably playing some defense.
Yep, and he was asked to guard number one a lot, and they're Fawson's quick. You know, we're not the quickest team in the world by any means, but, you know, he's one who's got to guard quick guys, and he's up to the task.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Congratulations on that first win, and hopefully it'll be a good Christmas break for the Pirates, and then you get to travel. One game over the break, you'll have Rosa, and that's been a nice thing over the years, is just to have that one game and take on a long road trip to get that out of the way.
Yep, then they wax the floor here, which will be good, and then actually we got a good start to the new year. We got that whole first week of school without a game until Saturday, then Monaga. But then it comes in a hurry. We got like Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, and all sorts of stuff in January. I haven't really looked at the calendar that much, but they'll come in a hurry. But hopefully, you know, we get kids healthy and back. You know, Jack Everett's one who had a little procedure done, and hopefully he's ready to step in, and he would certainly give us another shooter on the perimeter. And, you know, I found out this summer with him that he's one who could handle the ball, too. You know, him and Reggie were pretty much our two primary ball handlers over the summertime in our tournaments we played. And so it hurts not having him with us, but we're hoping he can come back after the holidays here and get back into the flow.
Yeah, that'll be a nice addition to the team. And, Coach, again, congratulations on the win, and have a Merry Christmas.
Yep, you too. Thank you.